1116 SEN. It's time for the Shizen Files.
We really appreciate a fingerprint insight into the whole thing. It's really interesting. Thanks so much.
That is complete Shizen.
The Shizen Files.
Put the foot down, Sardi. Does 1-2, gets it back. He doesn't know what he's doing. Zigging, zagging, gave it off to Prestia, who went Wolfgar.
That is complete Shizen.
The Shizen Files.
He's a fantastic young kid, has a crack, he's got great skills, good decision maker, and he's a good gymnast.
That is complete Shizen.
The Shizen Files.
It's all with thanks to the Savoy Tavern. It's the newest, oldest pub in town. It's just where you go. Live from the SCG tonight, here's your host, Cameron Mooney.
We do like eating our own on this program. No, and why stop? Let's keep going with it. Now, Marco gave us this little gem during the week, a little live read.
Gisborne Village ticks all the criteria.
The township of Gisborne itself is over 150,000 years old.
150,000 years old. Perfect, Marco. Now, Matty G, our very own tonsils, shows he should stick to footy during his Sports Central report.
The home side finishing 5 for 287 after winning the toss, with Fawad Ahmed staking his claim for a test debut, taking 2 wickets. John Hazelwood and Nathan Lyon, the other successful bowlers.
Johnny Hazelwood, that's Josh's brother, I take it.
I think so.
Not that I can talk.
Now, Hutto, speaking about Kane Corns as he farewelled footy last week.
And, of course, Damien Hardwick was in the coach's box as an assistant back in 2004.
How could you forget that?
He played.
I know. How could you forget that?
I don't know.
Started a fight the first second.
Yeah, that's right. I knew he was involved somewhere.
Now, Ox struggles with the name of a young bulldog on the run home last night.
In Minston, if appeal is successful, Grant Horvat Joel Hamling.
Horvat?
Yeah, Horvat.
Rovat?
Or Rovat.
I like Rovat, personally.
So do the Rovat.
Even though there's a H in front of the R, I think it's a Rovat.
Horvat! There's no W, though.
He went with it 3 or 4 times.
He had a few cracks, didn't he?
All right, Tony Shebeki never fails to give us something. On Wednesday, he filled in for half and showed off his rugby league knowledge.
It's interesting. I think a lot depends on how this first game goes as to how the series may pan out. It could be if New South Wales get up in game one, which hasn't happened for a while, if memory serves me right, Kent. They haven't won game one for a while.
They won it last year. They won game one and game three last year. And so they won the series.
Nothing like the shitback stuff.
That's good.
All right, now, Brian Taylor wasn't quite sure of Brad Hill's injury last Saturday night on Channel 7.
Hawthorn on the charge here at the moment. Very much back in this game. Tackle after tackle. They're in the Hawks. Look at that. Hill's in trouble. Looks like dislocated arm, elbow or shoulder. One of those.
And there was nothing wrong with him at all.
Nothing wrong with him at all. Now, remind us, we went back into the archives. Yours truly.
Looks like he's hurt the inside of his bottom side of the foot, the top side. He's pointing everywhere at the moment, so he's in a little bit of pain.
That's the gold I give on the boundary line, Nick.
Well, I think, speaking of archives, we should. That's a good excuse for us to go back and find Baz's one next week, the old archives.
Have we got time to bring it in right now? Or?
No, maybe not yet.
Okay. Now, Hutto. Forget who he's talking to.
You don't like the smart blokes as coaches sometimes. They're a bit of a worry.
See, I was smart enough to not say anything, because then it doesn't have the same impact.
There it is. Experience, you're brilliant.
Yeah, that was really good.
On the other hand, I go and ask something stupid like this to Leper.
Are you the type of coach that loves to know the players intimately as far as off-field and what they do, their girlfriends, their wives, their kids?
Yeah, we're not too close, man.
Not that close, if you know what I mean.
pure gold, man.